Hello family of Grace, welcome to another episode of Daily Grace with Alan Wanda chapter edition. Today is Wanda chapter 2nd, Chronicles chapter 29. And as we let's start with the word of prayer. Almighty loving God, I thank you for this wonderful day. I thank you for the gift of life. I thank you for the gift of provision. I thank you for always being there for us, Father. While we have gone wrong in our thoughts, in our actions, in what we have done and what we have failed to do, may you continue to protect us, may you continue to guide us, forgive us, Father, and may you always bless us. Put all our plans and programs of today into your hands, that your Almighty Father, who sees everything, may see them through. We pray all this, believing and trusting in your mighty name, and that of your Son, Jesus Christ, who strengthens us. Amen. And without wasting time, let's go to today's wonder chapter from Hezekiah. Purifies the temple. 2 Chronicles 29. Hezekiah was 25 years old when he became king, and he reigned in Jerusalem 29 years. His mother's name was Abijah, daughter of Zechariah. He did what was right in the eyes of the Lord, as his father David had done. In the first month of the first year of his reign, he opened the doors to the temple of the Lord and repaired them. He brought in the priests and the Levites, assembled them in the square and in the east side, and said to them, "Listen to me, Levites, consecrate yourselves now and consecrate the temple of the Lord, the God of your ancestors. Remove all defilement from the sanctuary. Our parents were unfaithful. They did evil in the eyes of the Lord our God and forsook him. They turned their faces away from the Lord's dwelling place and turned their backs on him. They also shut the doors of the portico and put out the lamps. They did not burn incense or any present or burnt offerings at the sanctuary of the Lord. Therefore, the anger of the Lord has fallen on Judah and Jerusalem. He has made them an object of his dread and horror and scorn, as you can see with your own eyes. This is why our fathers have fallen by a sword, and why our sons and daughters and wives are in captivity. Now I intend to make the covenant of the Lord, the God of Israel, so that his fierce anger may turn away from us. My sons, do not be negligent now, for the Lord has chosen you to stand before him and serve him, to minister before him and to burn incense." Then the Levites said to work from Kohathites, Mahath son of Amasiah, and Joel son of Azariah. From Merarites, Kish son of Abdi, and Azariah son of Jahalelel. From Geshenites, Joha son of Zima, and Zidon son of Joah. From the descendants of Elizaphan, Shemri and Joram. From the descendants of Asaph, Zechariah and Mattaniah. From the descendants of Hema, Jehiel and Shimei. From the descendants of Jeduthun, Shemai and Uzziel. When they had assembled their fellow Levites and consecrated themselves, they went in to purify the temple of the Lord, as the king had ordered, following the word of God. The priests went into the sanctuary of the Lord to purify it. They brought out a courtyard of the Lord's temple. Everything unclean they found in the temple of the Lord, the Levites took it and carried it out to the Kidron Valley. They began the consecration on the first day of the first month, and by the eighth day of the month they had reached the portico of the Lord. For 8 more days they had consecrated the temple of the Lord itself, finishing in the 16th day of the first month. Then they went to the king Hezekiah and reported, "We have purified the entire temple of the Lord, the altar of burnt offering with all the utensils, and the tables for setting out a consecrated bed. With all the articles, we have prepared and consecrated all the articles that the king has removed in his unfaithfulness while he was still king. They are now in front of the Lord's temple." Early the next morning, King Hezekiah gathered the city officials together and went up to the temple of the Lord. They brought 7 bulls, 7 rams, 7 male lambs, and 7 male goats as a sin offering from the kingdom, for the sanctuary, and for Judah. The king commanded the priests, the descendants of Aaron, to offer these gifts at the altar of the Lord. So they slaughtered the bulls And the priest took the blood and splashed it against the altar. Next, they slaughtered the rams and splashed their blood against the altar. When they slaughtered the lambs and splashed their blood against the altar, the goats for their sin offerings were brought before the king and the assembly, and they laid their hands on them. The priest then slaughtered the goats and presented their bodies on the altar for sin offering to atone for all Israel, because the king had ordered burnt sacrifice and sin offering for all Israel. He stationed the Levites in the temple of the Lord with cymbals, harps, and lyres in the way prescribed by David, and Gad the king's seer, and Nathan the prophet. This was commanded by the Lord through his prophets. So the Levites stood ready with David's instruments, and the priests with their trumpets. Hezekiah gave the order to sacrifice the burnt offerings on the altar. As they began offering the sacrifice, singing to the Lord also began, accompanied by trumpets and instruments of David, king of Israel. The whole assembly bowed in worship while the musicians played their trumpets and sounded. All this continued until the sacrifice of burnt offering was completed. When the offerings were finished, the king and everyone present with him knelt down and worshipped. King Hezekiah and his officials ordered the Levites to praise the Lord with the words of David, of Asaph the seer, and they sang praises with gladness and bowed down and worshipped. Then Hezekiah said, "You have now dedicated yourselves to the Lord. Come and bring sacrifices and thanksgiving offerings to the temple of the Lord." So the assembly brought sacrifices and thank offerings, and all whose hearts were willing brought burnt offerings. The number of burnt offerings they brought was 70 bulls, 100 rams, and 200 male lambs, and all of the burnt offerings to the Lord. The animals consecrated as sacrifices amounted to 600 bulls and 3,000 sheep and goats. The priests, however, were too few to skin all the burnt offerings, so the relatives of the Levites helped them until the task was finished and until other priests had been consecrated. For the Levites had been more conscious in consecrating themselves than the priests had been. They were burnt offerings in abundance, together with the fat of the fellowship offerings and the drink offerings that accompanied the burnt offerings. So the service of the temple of the Lord was reestablished. Hezekiah and all the people rejoiced in what the Lord God had brought about for his people, because it was done so quickly. And this is where our wonder chapter for today ends. And let's go straight to today's message. The first one comes from verse 3. And what does verse 3 tell us? Verse 3 says, "In the first months of the first year of his reign, he opened the doors of the temple of the Lord and repaired them." Amen. In the first month of the first year of his reign, he opened the doors of the temple of the Lord and repaired them. And I just read this verse and it just came to me that so many times our relationship with the Lord is so rocky. Amen. Especially since we want to serve both the Lord and do the things of the earth as well. So many times our relationships are, can I say, up and down, up and down, up and down. We are not stable. And sometimes we just get so comfortable where we are and it'd be like, after all, now me, I've over-sinned. The Lord can't forgive me. I'm done for it. I think I should just give up. A, B, C, D, E, F. You know, you give excuse after excuse. But the Bible is telling us, he's calling me and you, that let's open those doors that we have shut. Amen? Let's open those doors that we have shut. Let's repair them. Let's mend our relationship with God. And it's not only with God, but even with our fellow Christians, with the people who are always around us. You know, the people that we have shut out. And even those practices, those good practices that you used to do, but now you have stopped doing. The Bible is telling us that let's reopen those doors. It is never too late. You can imagine how bad the people of Judah had gone against the Lord. The previous king had even closed the temple gate. He had even made them go so much astray. But when this new king comes, when the new ruler comes, what does he do? He makes them, he opens the closed temple doors. And that's the same thing that me and you have to do. It's never too late to go back to our ways. It's never too late to go back to our heavenly ways. It's never too late to go back to the Lord. And when you continue to verse 5, verse 5 says, and say, listen to me, Levites, consecrate yourselves now and consecrate the temple of the Lord, God of all your ancestors. Remove all the defilement from your sanctuary. What really hit me was, remove all the defilements from your sanctuary. I know some of you will start saying, ah, I'm a virgin. I have even never, you know, how can you say I have defiled? No. Here, all the things that affect your relationship with the Lord, we consider them as defilement. All of them. All of them. So we all defile the way, the word of the Lord, one way or another. There are things that we do and not supposed to do that hurt the Lord. And this is a really a very personal step. While there are others that others can see, there are some that only you can tell. And not only when you sit down and reflect that you'll be able to see some of these things. But God is telling us to distance ourselves from them. He said, it's okay, I know you have done A, B, C, D, but I do not want to, can I say, I do not want to focus on that. He's saying, I want to forgive you. Leave that aside, come follow me. But sometimes we are just too occupied by ourselves that we can't even hear the word of the Lord speaking. Amen. We are too occupied that we do not even have time to care for what the Lord is telling us. We do not want to listen. The Lord is saying, I know A, B, C, D. Come, leave that aside. Concentrate yourselves. But you do not want to listen. And when you go to verse 6, our parents were unfaithful. They did evil in the eyes of the Lord our God and forsook him. They turned their faces away from the Lord's dwelling place and turned their backs on him. And that's what we Christians do nowadays. We easily forsake the Lord. We easily forget how far he has brought us. Amen. We always turn our backs to the Lord and then we turn our faces to the earth. I see how funny it is. I'm not even funny in a good way, by the way. We are always forgetting. But the Bible is telling us not to do that. The Bible is telling us that we ought to turn our faces to the Lord. Turn your face to the Lord. Don't give him your back. Because when you give the Lord your back, trust me, he will also turn his back on you. And you will not like it. And lastly, from verse 11. My sons, do not be negligent for now. For the Lord has chosen you to stand before him and to serve him, to minister before him and to burn incense. The Lord has chosen you. You. And what has he chosen you for? To stand before him. To serve him, to minister before him. These are some of the duties as a Christian that you are called to perform. And so many times our enemy will always try to find a way to make sure he has put you far away from this. He'll give you every possible excuse that he can give, and he'll give you every possible reason. But the Bible today is telling us that we ought to stand firm. And be where we are being put. Why? Because there's something that the Lord sees in us, and that's why he has called us to serve him, to minister before him, to be there. Once you get some time, read 2 Chronicles chapter 29. What do you get? What message do you understand? Feel free to write to us, dailygracewithallan@yahoo.com, or send us a direct message on Instagram or Twitter @dailygracewithallan. Remember, the Lord can use one word to send 1,000 messages. Almighty loving God, and thank you for this wonderful day. I thank you for the gift of life, and thank you for the gift of provision. I thank you for always being there for us, Father. Where you have gone wrong in our thoughts, in our actions, and what you have done and what you have failed to do. May you have mercy on us, may you forgive us, and may you always put us back in the right steps, Father. All the times that we have turned our backs to you, may you always forgive us and pardon us, Father. We pray all this, believing and trusting in your mighty name, that of your Son, Jesus Christ, who strengthens us. Amen.